Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Yaki Saliers, African analyst and founder of the Institute for Security Studies. A very good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And how are you this afternoon?
I am doing very well. I'm far away, so I'm in warm territory.
Very pleased to hear that. So, Dr. Saliers, do we need to enforce harsher gun control legislation in South Africa?
We don't need to change our firearms legislation. We need to apply it. South Africa has fairly strict gun legislation, but our problem is not that. Our problem is management,
right.
Administration, holding people to account. That's our problem.
Okay, and please carry on. Tell me more.
Yeah.
When you say holding people accountable, yeah, please.
Yes, so we know that there was a book written about it, called Give Us More Guns. But we know that the majority of illegal firearms in South Africa actually come from the police, because the police don't control or are unable to control the firearms registration process and where the firearms are kept. So for many years, the main source of gang violence, particularly in the Western Cape, came from firearms that in actual fact came from the police. That's an excellent illustration of the problem that we have. You can't in South Africa legally obtain a firearm, but you can very easily illegally obtain a firearm. So my view is that the call for tightening of firearms, yes, maybe that's necessary, but let's first apply our current legislation. We have some of the best legislation in the world in South Africa. Sometimes they are too complex and the compliance requirements are far too onerous. But within the police, if we want to make our policing effective, we need to stop trying to do this kind of gesture policing where the minister rushes from one challenge to the next and we deploy tactical units. And what we should be doing is focusing on detectives, fixing the firearms registry, fixing forensics, these kind of things. So that dockets are well prepared, so that people that are caught actually are processed through the system and are sentenced. It's the same kind of knee-jerk reaction that we see with a call for more the death penalty, for mm-hmm. more severe sentencing. None of those things help unless the law is applied. We first have to catch people, prosecute them, and hold them to account. And that essentially, and this is a management problem largely, a culture problem within the police, because we're focusing on providing more police, particularly public order police. Actually, what we should be doing is fixing the way we do, we analyze data within the police, fixing detectives, the hidden stuff. That's really where the focus should be.
And you've highlighted a point, obviously the illegal firearms in the country, and we're seeing all these crimes committed, obviously, with these illegal firearms. What steps can be taken? How do we start combating these illegal firearms? How do we start getting rid of them? Or is this too big a problem, a short-term problem?
Yeah, the first thing to do is to fix the whole registration process and the places, the institutions within the police where firearms are stored, because that's where the leakage occurs. People hand their firearms in, or firearms are confiscated during cordon and search or whatever operations. But then from the police, those firearms leak out and become illegal. They circulate back into the criminal underworld. So it's fixing those things. It's fixing the culture within the police, accountability. It's holding people, it's making sure that the processes from a crime being committed, person being apprehended, to eventually that person appearing in court, that process works. At the moment, I can't remember the exact figure, but something like 15% of murders in South Africa end up with a successful conviction. So you can murder somebody because you have a chance, 85% chance of getting away with it. It's those kind of things that we need to fix in South Africa. Not spending more money on VIP protection or on tactical units and all of these things. Because money is not the problem with the police in South Africa. Their budget has increased by more than 100%. You have an incredibly large, top-heavy structure, whereas you should be decentralizing policing closer to where the problems are, and that is, of course, at local and metropolitan level. So there's a lot that can be done, and policing can be turned around in South Africa. It just needs, in a sense, going back to basics, management, administration, and getting the police commissioner, who is now permanently appointed for the first time in a long time, supporting him in getting back to basics and management and holding people to account.
And I mean, yes, we can control the firearms and hopefully the movement of these firearms that have been handed in to getting back into the criminal underworld. But all these firearms that are already out there, I don't know if the police actually... I've been through many roadblocks myself where I was with a friend of mine in Sandton a couple of weeks ago and went into a roadblock and the policeman said, good evening, da-da-da, check the license, the driver's license. So my friend said, do you have any firearms with you? And my friend said, yes, I have a license firearm. And the policeman just said, fine, you can go. Didn't even ask to check it or anything. And I thought that was really, really strange. You know, if we say, yes, we've got one, surely you'd want to check.
Yeah. No, but probably for the policeman, I don't know, but probably the online system to check and verify that firearm may not have been working. But it's these kind of basic procedures that you're referring to that we need to fix. We also, I mean, there are many other things, like the absence of border control that we have in South Africa and so on. But the arms system or the illegal gun system is a function of organized crime in South Africa. And unless we can break the organized crime syndicates, and this is where policing should be focused, so that you deal with the root cause, it's a symptom, it's not a cause, but you deal with the organized crime syndicates, that's how you deal with crime, by being focused on where the real problems are, not by sort of the huge visible policing efforts that we often try and do. Roadblocks, by the way, is important. It instills confidence, but has a very limited effect on, for example, on controlling illegal firearms.
Absolutely. And Dr. Yaki Siliers, African analyst and founder for the Institute of Security Studies, thank you for that insight and thank you for making time for us.